This is the Life Science reading for Friday, May 1st, Preventing Infectious Disease, on page 469. Itch, itch, itch. That's probably what you remember about chickenpox, if you ever had it. But once you got better, you could be pretty sure that you would never get that disease again. As people recover from some diseases, they develop immunity to the diseases. Immunity is the body's ability to destroy pathogens before they can cause disease. There are two basic types of immunity, active and passive. Next section, active immunity. If you've been sick with chickenpox, your body was invaded by chickenpox viruses. Your immune system responded to the virus antigens by producing antibodies against them. The next time that chickenpox viruses invade your body, your immune system will probably produce antibodies so quickly that you won't become sick. You now have active immunity to chickenpox because your own body has produced the antibodies that fight the chickenpox pathogens. Active immunity occurs when a person's own immune system produces antibodies in response to the presence of a pathogen. Next section, how active immunity is produced. Active immunity is produced by the cells of a person's immune system as part of the immune response. Remember that during the immune response, T cells and B cells help destroy the disease-causing pathogens. After the person recovers, some of the T cells and B cells keep the memory of the pathogen's antigen. If that kind of pathogen enters the body again, these memory cells recognize the pathogen's antigen. The memory cells start the immune response so quickly that the person usually doesn't get sick. Active immunity usually lasts for many years, and sometimes it lasts for life. Next section, vaccination. One way in which you can gain active immunity is by coming down with the disease. Another way is by being vaccinated against the disease. Vaccination, or immunization, is the process by which harmless antigens are deliberately introduced into a person's body to produce active immunity. The substance that is used in a vaccination is called a vaccine. A vaccine usually consists of pathogens that have been weakened or killed, but can still trigger the immune response to go into action. The T cells and B cells still recognize and respond to the antigens of the weakened or dead pathogen. When you receive a vaccination, the weakened pathogens usually do not make you sick. However, your immune system responds by producing memory cells and active immunity to the disease. Vaccinations are given by injection or by mouth. Vaccinations can prevent polio, chickenpox, and other diseases. Next section, passive immunity. Some diseases, such as rabies, are so uncommon that people rarely receive vaccinations against them. If a person is bitten by an animal that might have rabies, however, the person is usually given injections that contain antibodies to the rabies antigen. The protection that the person acquires this way is an example of passive immunity. This type of immunity is called passive immunity because the antibodies are given to the person. The person's own immune system did not make them. Passive immunity occurs when the antibodies that fight a pathogen come from another source rather than from the person's own body. Unlike active immunity, which is long-lasting, passive immunity usually lasts no more than a few months. A baby acquires passive immunity to some diseases before birth. This happens because antibodies from the mother's body pass into the baby's body. After birth, these antibodies protect the baby for a few months. After that time, the baby's own immune system has begun to function. Next section, staying healthy. You almost certainly have immunity to some diseases, either because you have had the diseases or because you have been vaccinated against them. Nobody, though, is immune to all diseases. But there are several steps you can take to decrease your risk of getting and spreading infectious diseases. Figure 13 summarizes these steps. Unfortunately, you will probably become sick from time to time. When that happens, there are ways in which you can help yourself recover. One thing you can do is get plenty of rest. In addition, unless your stomach is upset, you should eat well-balanced meals and drink plenty of fluids. These actions are all that you need to recover from most mild illnesses. Sometimes when you are sick, medications can help you get better. If you have a disease that is caused by bacteria, you may be given an antibiotic. An antibiotic is a chemical that kills bacteria or slows their growth without harming body cells. Unfortunately, there are no medications that cure viral illnesses, including the common cold. The best way to deal with most viral diseases is to get plenty of rest. Some medicines don't kill pathogens, but may help you feel more comfortable while you get better. Many of these are over-the-counter medications, drugs that can be purchased without a doctor's prescription. Such medications may reduce fever, clear your nose so that you can breathe more easily, or stop a cough. Be sure you understand and follow the instructions for all types of medications. And if you don't start to feel better in a short time, you should see a doctor. This is the end of today's reading.